Welcome.
Welcome into a new episode of 413 Spin Fit. As always, if you're new to 413 Spin Fit, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, as always, thank you for your support. And remember, whatever platform you're listening on, press that bell so you can be notified when new content drops. In this episode, I want to talk about living life on the edge. Okay? Living life on the edge. And no, I'm not talking about going 100 miles an hour on the interstate. I'm not talking about going to a party and getting drunk. And I'm not talking about playing with knives. I'm not talking about, you know, whatever it is. I'm not talking about things like that, okay? I am talking about whatever goal you are setting out to accomplish, whether it be for health and wellness, whether it be financial, whatever it is, okay? I'm talking about doing what it takes to accomplish that goal, not having fear and not doubting, okay? I was on my way to church this morning, and I saw a squirrel run across the road. Now, I want you guys to pay attention. Next time you see a squirrel trying to run across the road, 9 times out of 10, they're going to run halfway, stop, turn around, go back to their side of the road. And then when you pass by, they'll dart across the road. Okay? We saw this squirrel this morning. My wife was ahead of me in her car, and I was behind her following her to church. And that squirrel ran across the road, stopped right underneath my wife's car, between the tires. Turned around, went back to the other side of the road, came back across, and came within a matter of a few inches of me hitting that squirrel. That squirrel ultimately made it to the other side of the road. How many of you remember the game Frogger? What was the goal? The goal was to get your frog across the road, across the river, without either getting hit by a car or eaten by an alligator. Okay? That was your goal. Well, same thing with this squirrel. This squirrel was living life on the edge. This squirrel had a goal to get from one side of the road to the other side of the road without getting hit. Okay? Anytime you're chasing a goal, I want you to think of yourself as that squirrel. Okay? You're going along. You're on the road. You're on that journey. And bam. A roadblock. Okay? That squirrel, the roadblock for that squirrel was a car passing by. Okay? Had that squirrel kept going and hit just at the right time, that squirrel would have been squashed, okay? But it wasn't, okay? With your goal, I'll give you a prime example, weight loss, okay? A weight loss journey. There are going to be times when you're going to hit roads. You're going to hit a plateau, okay? You're going to need to adjust, okay? So whatever goal you're chasing after, you need to learn to be flexible. You need to learn to adjust, okay? Because there's going to come a time when you are struggling to make it past a certain point in the journey towards that goal. Well, you need to learn to adjust. What does that adjustment look like? Well, you know, for me, for weight loss, for my weight loss journey, it's been, okay, I need to take a closer look at my nutrition. Take a closer look at what I'm eating. Take a closer look at my calories in versus calories out, okay? Am I eating the right foods at the right time of the day? Am I doing the right exercise to accomplish my goal, long-term goal of getting my weight back off that I've gained back, and also accomplishing my goal to change my body composition? And when I say my body composition, I'm referring to lowering my body fat percent under 20%. That's a very lofty goal. I firmly believe it can be accomplished, okay? And I'll explain why in the second segment, because it all boils down to not having fear and not doubting, okay? Same thing with, you know, maybe you have a financial goal, okay? Maybe you have a goal to get your debt paid off in a matter of two years, okay? Say you've got $20,000 worth of debt, okay? And you want to get it paid off in so many months, okay? If you play your game right, if you play your cards right, and you have self-control, self-discipline in your spending habits, you can make that happen, okay? You can make it happen. But you have to stick to your plan and not veer off of that plan. Now, understand this. There will be times when something may come up medically that you have to take care of. And I get that. I understand that. But if you're being disciplined in your spending and paying off that debt, then whatever roadblock you hit, you'll be okay if you're doing everything the right way. Okay. I'm not a financial guru. Don't just take my advice and run with it. But to me, it's common sense. Okay. It's common sense. If you want to stay out of debt, you've got to curb your spending habits. Plain and simple. Same thing with weight loss. If you want to lose weight, you can't eat junk. Okay. Because you're not going to outwork a good diet. Okay. Proper, healthy, sustainable weight loss happens in the kitchen. It doesn't happen in the gym. And don't tell yourself that I can go to the gym 5 days a week and still lose weight if you're not eating properly. Okay. I know this. I lived too many years of my life with the thought in my mind that, oh, well, you know, it really doesn't matter what I do. I can eat whatever I want to, and, you know, I can try to lose weight, but if I'm not changing how I'm eating, it's not going to matter what I do at the gym. So that's why I started losing the weight that I lost starting in 2017. Okay. And as far as the weight that I've gained back, you know, I changed the way I was eating. I was still eating healthy, but I modified to the point where I feel like I got things out of whack in terms of my nutrition. Again, not saying that I wasn't eating healthy, because I was. It's just as I was focusing more on, okay, I'm lifting weights now. I'm focusing more on strength training. Maybe I need to start eating 2,000 or 3,000 calories a day. And that's not always necessary. I don't care what anybody says. Okay. I do not agree with that. Okay. You want to lose weight. I'm not saying starve yourself. Okay. I'm also not saying go out and gorge yourself either. Because to me, that's on both ends of the spectrum. You have to find a happy medium. If it's 1,800 calories a day, so be it. As long as you're keeping yourself in a deficit. Okay. That's what I've learned from my experience. There are guys out there that will tell you that if you're focusing on strength training and you're lifting weights a lot, that you need to be eating a lot of calories. And I don't know if I agree with that. I really don't. I don't know if I can buy into that. Okay, let's get back on track. So set those goals, okay? And do what it takes to accomplish those goals. And if that requires going that extra mile, and this is where the whole living life on the edge comes into play. If it requires doing extra to accomplish that goal, then by all means, do extra. Guys, I'm going to end this segment here, and we'll come back in the second segment, and we're going to talk about overcoming the fear, okay? Because when you set a goal, If it's something that's new for you to chase after, there's going to be fear. There's going to be doubt that creeps in. That's natural that happens. I'm going to teach you guys how to overcome that. And I'm going to teach you how I have been able to overcome fear in my journey. Okay? As always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. Remember, you can find 413 Spin Fit on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. Let me tell you about an apparel company that I've gotten to know well the last few months, Hog Ties Clothing.
They're Arkansas owned. They offer shorts, hats, t-shirts, and hoodies. Hog Ties Clothing can be found on Instagram at Hog Ties Clothing or on Facebook at Hog Ties Clothing 501. Are you tied in with the brand? Go check them out, Hog Ties Clothing.
Does the gym intimidate you? Have you ever considered resistance band training? Resistance band training offers a great alternative to the traditional weight training. It limits the stress on your body and adds resistance. Pro boards and pro bands is that alternative. It's your own personal gym and offers unlimited workouts. It's even easy to take with you when you travel. Visit ProBoards.com for more information and follow ProBoards on Instagram at ProBoards Fitness. Welcome back into 413 Spin Fits. Let's pick back up where we left off in the last segment. When I was talking about living life on the edge, in whatever journey that you are on, whether it's weight loss, whether it's financial freedom, whether it's career change, whatever it is. When I talk about living life on the edge, I want to reiterate this. I'm not talking about, you know, going faster than speed limit. Okay. I'm not talking about being a thrill seeker. Okay. I'm talking about doing what it takes, putting in the work required to achieve that goal, okay? In this segment, I want to tie it in with the whole idea of living life on the edge. I want to talk about not being afraid, not fearing, okay? Not having doubt. The minute that doubt slips into your mind, you're gonna more than likely give up on the journey, okay? I can remember before I started losing weight, before I started my weight loss journey, I could remember, you know, not seeing results on the scale. And because I didn't see results on the scale, I started to doubt. I started to question whether or not I could lose weight, to be honest. Okay. And when that happened, guess what? I gave up my gym membership. I stopped trying to eat healthy. And as a result, I continued to gain weight, and of course, my top side weight was a little over 500 pounds. Without going through my story again, you know, I just came to a point in my life when I was in the hospital, and I had no choice but to change what I was doing, and that change required me praying and asking the Lord to restore my health, to renew my health, not just my physical health, but my spiritual health, okay? And when I talk about not being afraid, I think about my faith in God. And for me personally, that's where the whole idea of not fearing the journey, not letting doubt creep in begins. It begins with my faith in God, okay? I think about the story of Peter when he was in the boat with the other disciples and there was a storm and Peter wanted to walk on the water and Jesus called him out to walk on the water towards him, but Peter lost focus. And when he did, that's when he started to have trouble and struggle. And Jesus reached out and grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up. And, you know, that's how I think about my life, my journey, my weight loss journey. You know, there have been times whenever I've struggled, there have been times whenever I've lost focus, but because I go back to where my weight loss journey started, I continue to pray daily for the Lord to continue to work in me to improve my physical health and my spiritual health, to show me the things that I need to work on to grow spiritually, to become a better man of God, and to improve my physical health. Because I firmly believe that as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm living on this earth, that my physical body as a believer in Christ is a temple of God, okay? And which in turn means that I need to be physically fit to where I can serve the Lord in whatever aspect it is that he's calling me to serve him in, okay? And that's how it should be for anybody who's a believer in Christ, okay? You should want to have physical health. That way, you can be available to be able to serve the Lord in whatever aspect you are called to serve, okay? Whether it be children's ministry, whether it be going on mission trips to serve overseas in foreign countries or even other states, okay? If you struggle and you have doubt, you have to do all you can to get that doubt out of your mind, okay? The closer I am to God, the faster I am relieved of that, of the fear. When bad things happen, it's important for me to cry out to the Lord and ask him to help. Not just then, but daily, cry out to the Lord for help. All it takes is a little faith. Because even a little faith is enough to put you in the right place. That's all it takes. Guys, I'm going to close with this. I'm going to give you a couple of different things to think about. It takes 21 days to form a habit. But whatever journey you're on in life, start now doing the things that it takes for you to accomplish that goal. Achieve whatever it is you're setting out to achieve. Start now. It takes 21 days to form a habit. It takes one day to break that habit. You want to be better? You want to be better and better at what you're doing to accomplish that goal, to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve? I heard a statistic that will put you in a better place recently. Work on it at least 18 minutes a day. At least 18 minutes a day. And see what happens. Surely you can find 18 minutes out of the day to work on it. Do that for a solid year and see what happens. Guys, I'm going to end this episode here. As always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. You guys have a blessed week. Peace out.
Welcome.